Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Charlie Sheen, the actor.
The bad boy.
Yeah, really. He's a 6'3 projector on the left angle cross of migration in the quarter of duality, six color, right fixed, triple split. He's got a conscious 63-4 with the 63 also unconscious, and then an unconscious 64-47 with the 64 conscious, an electromagnetic 57-20, and then he's got this conscious 40-37 with the 40 also unconscious.
Yep, that left angle cross of migration. And this is the cross that migrates to escape. They run away. Don't conquer, run.
He's got a
Get
lot
out of
to
here.
escape
Yes.
from.
But, also looking at him, defined head ajna, very defined, doesn't get to the throat. I mean, talk about a lot of head pressure. And then he's got the fifth gate, third line. I mean, that's his design. Earth compulsive, and he has that again in the south node compulsive. Now he's 46, so in a way, he's kind of moved out of that.
Well, he's still 45. I mean, he's going to be 46 this year, but yes, I mean, it's interesting. He's actually born in the same year as Robert Downey Jr.
I thought
Okay?
of Robert Downey when
And
I was
you
looking.
think of Robert Downey Jr. and the same kind of story of,
Right.
really a good actor making it and then just kind of like blowing it.
Having a qual there's a quality, an innocence, a likability.
Now, Downey is a generator. Okay, here we have a triple split projector.
Right. Open G,
And he's a 6'3. Downey's actually a 6'2. The 6'3 process, right? I mean,
I'm worried about Charlie.
yeah, no, Charlie could use a reading, I think, but I think Charley's back in rehab again.
But 35th gate, third line in detriment. Ignore others. And he has that twice. And the second activation is in his north node. It's just like
And he has 8-6 lines. I
right.
mean, I
A
mean,
very
he's,
chaotic, I
yeah.
mean, first 30-year process and
Well, he really became famous in Platoon. I mean, he started
right.
acting when he was 8, and his father's the actor. His father's a manifester, which is also kind of interesting. But anyway, at 21, he really hits the jackpot. He says, "Fame is empowering. My mistake was that I thought I would instinctively know how to handle it, but there's no manual, no training course." And it's like, well, Charlie, if you'd also known that you were a 6'3 triple split,
Right.
projector,
No, in a way driven. And he's got 57-20, where he would get the idea that he would intuitively know how to handle it, the brainwave. But your keynote, he's got the 63-4 doubts, mental activity 64-47. Then he's got the 57-20 awareness, but the 40-37 family and community. I mean, that's conscious. It's that 40th gate, sixth line. He has the detriment and the exaltation, but it's decapitation and it's sympathy apathy with the sixth line. So, if you were going to keynote, you could say he has lots of doubts about the family and his father being a manifester,
Well,
you know.
I mean, they did an intervention in 1990. I mean, but obviously, it didn't work because by 98 he had a near fatal drug overdose. And one of the reasons that he's, in the in the news at this point is that, that he's obviously, struggling again with his addictions. And
I think the last people who should intervene are his
Are his
family,
family.
because he has this about ignoring others and decapitation, and he has that twice. Where is that 40th gate, sixth line down there with Uranus, in detriment, the same as his personality, sun. So, I would say no. The family is really part of the problem, and probably his resistance. With that, whatever happened, whatever the conditioning field, whatever the probably poor relationship he had with his father.
Well, I think also, he has his brother.
Right.
And I think, just probably, you know, just never feeling, well, see, I think as a projector, this is like really the struggle. Right. It's like, you know, just not fitting into this whole generator world and struggling against it. He doesn't know who he is, right?
Right.
You know, he's got a completely open root. So, you know, he's under so much pressure, you know, from the open root. And then this open sacral. I mean, he was one of the people, you know, that when they... when they arrested Heidi Fleisch or whatever name,
right,
the madame, right? I mean, he had spent all this money on prostitutes. He's been married, you know, a number of times now, you know, engaged. Just, you know, this real difficulty. I mean, I read somewhere he's like number two in the list of guys that's, you know, had all these women that he's, you know, been with like 5,000 women or so. I mean, you know, talk about an open sacral.
Well, talk about an open G. Maybe that's my role. Maybe that's how I get my first gate out. My creative expression is with prostitutes. And he's probably very loyal to this community. Wasn't there something where he was just at the pornography... He was the grand marshal of the pornography parade or something?
Well,
something ridiculous.
You know, two of his girlfriends were women that were, you know, right, pornographic actresses.
The hooker
locked in the closet.
Hooker,
you know, I mean, she actually locked herself in the bathroom because she was really afraid of him.
Oh.
I mean, you know, clearly there's a violence. You know, this decapitation when he's drunk is probably not very attractive.
Right, right. No. No, you know, Charlie and Triple Split. So doesn't really know, has all these different voices, that head pressure, that anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And looking for stimulation and a way to get that out. And, you know, the 64.5, which is, which value should I have,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Right.
And the 64.3, overextension.
Right.
So, you know, it's just like, yeah, talk about, okay, here's the projector. It, you know, as we've talked about, projectors providing context, but also needing a context, and I don't think he has one.
Well, and I think, you know, this is a good example of the difficulty of the 6-3,
yeah,
the third line, you know, this unconscious third line, because here he is up on the roof. He's been up on the roof for, you know, what,
well,
15 years?
Yet.
No, he's up on the roof.
Right.
He's up on the roof. He's not down yet. He's up on the roof. This
well, I think
this
he's
is...
been up and down is what
well,
the 6-3
well,
is.
Well, that was what I was going to say,
yeah,
right? It's bouncing ball time, right?
Right, right. No, the the destructiveness, if you don't provide that context for your life, the pessimism and the destructiveness of the first 30 years... maybe in your relationships and certainly with your family or community, and the doubts that you would have and the anxiety that you would have, and the idea with that 5720 that I know what I'm doing. You can't help me. I ignore you, you know, ignoring others.
Right, right. Well, right. The deafness that's there as
right,
that, you know, with that individual part of him, right, and of... you know, I mean, I read an article by his father talking about, you know, tough love. And, I mean, his father actually reported him, you know, and put him back into rehab. I mean, you know, so here's the difficulty with the whole, you know, communal thing.
Well,
kind
this
of
is an ego
down,
being,
right?
Emotional, you know. And you're putting him away? I don't know if Martin Sheen
he's
has a defined heart center.
He's a 4521, you know.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, very, very, you know, stressful.
Oh, but a battle between the two, if you would say that.
Right.
And, you know, that manifestor aura, and here's Charlie not recognized that he can do his own decisions, and it's my life, and you just live your life. And, you know, you could really see it kind of all laid out. I mean, I hope Charlie makes it, and, you know, aligns himself with a community or a family, a tribe, that can contain some values that where maybe he'll live till 50.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely.
You know, so here, Charlie Sheen.
Well, you know, I mean, this was one that when I was looking at a lot of these lines, I was really looking at the detriment, you know, like the 25th line realism, right?
Right.
Reality creates dissatisfaction and adds to the instability, right?
Right.
This 47 Second line, ambition. This inability in the negative, right? The inability to sense when and which activity is healthy. I mean, yes. You know, really this kind of, you know, him kind of stuck on this side of things. And yeah, one could hope that, you know, he pulls it out, but it's definitely...
Oh, yeah. Aside from having the actual detriments, I mean, to look at someone whose life is not going well, that the rhythm, is, you know, everything is off, they're close to death, to look at the detriments and say, oh, what are they putting out there? What are they living? They're not living the exaltation of any line.
Well, it's funny, you know, he's got the 11-4 in exaltation, the teacher, right? Ideas which can attract and inform the uneducated. Well, you know...
He's a teaching experience.
He's a teaching experience. His very life. I mean, you know, we can hope that he obviously gets the message, but certainly for many others, and we hear about him, you know, I mean, he's kind of the joke at this point.
Oh, we need our bad examples to point at and say, don't be like Charlie.
Right.
You know, it's like the Jack Nicholson movie where he's talking to the dog saying, don't be like me. Don't you be like me,
right,
you know.
Right. And, that's right.
Well, Teresa, it's been a pleasure, but it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa, and good luck, Charlie.